Hi everyone, and welcome back to Sticky Subjects by Tampa Technologies with me, Harry.
And me, Beth.
So today is episode 6 of season 3, all about evidence integrity. So, I mean, it's a topic that really touches base with all our distributors, I think, because tamper evidence and evidence obviously come together quite nicely, and you can't really have evidence integrity without some level of tamper evidence, tamper proof, some level of protection.
And as you can see on their website, there's a lot of products available in this sector because of so many different layers of security that you need to have.
Yeah, and I think it really sort of touches from the very start of sort of when a crime is committed or if you've got a sample that needs to be kept safe, all the way through to...
We've all seen the TV shows, haven't we, where they've got put the little bags in and they've got the
sedative. A vial in a bag.
Absolutely.
In a box.
And they pull the tape off. It's all very exciting.
So I think just to start with, I mean, I know statistics are always scary and especially around counterfeit, but in this industry it is probably more staggering than most, isn't it?
Especially in this sector, I think, because of the fact that it matters so much that the evidence has maintained its integrity.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just reading from our website, 10% of evidence is lost or destroyed every year in criminal cases. So that's when we can't protect it as we need. So whether that's fingerprints have been removed or being washed off.
That's lost in the system.
Yeah.
That isn't even that hasn't been captured.
Separate.
No,
oh,
that's
wow.
stuff that's been lost in the system.
Okay, that's... a bit scary.
That's even worse.
That's even more scary,
1.04
million cases are thrown out due to chain of custody breaks. So that's been dismissed or overturned due to not having enough evidence or proof that something happened.
Correct.
And then this is probably the scariest one for a taxpayer, and I guess that doesn't matter what country you're in. But $1.9 million is the average that every police department spends on collecting evidence every year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's probably actually a lot more than that.
Yeah, more than likely, yes.
Yeah. I remember, like, we have another solution with EviShield that we looked into for police.
Yeah.
And some of the statistics around that were...
absolutely horrifying.
Mind-blowing, literally.
Yeah.
So it's all about... the introducing and utilising tamper evidence within evidence integrity is all about... increasing speed and reducing cost. I mean, that's kind of our job overall anyway.
I think with this particularly as well, it's important that the people that are collecting the evidence, it isn't always the forensics teams.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the police or sometimes it's the other people on the scene. They just say, I got this for you.
Yeah.
Once it's been collected and it's been recorded, the human element at that stage, if you can have the dual number tags, if you can have the, this is evidence A for that, you know, it keeps the track and trace is so important.
And
in
it's the same like if you had elections and ballot boxes and voting.
Absolutely.
This is the same level of
which
intensity.
Which we will be doing on another podcast.
Exactly. Which is the same level of intensity, because if you have a number 123456 and you need to match that with your paperwork and your... 6 looks like an 8, for example. Just imagine the chaos that could be caused just because of that.
And the trouble is, I mean, we've recently been through a case and the situation was that it takes so long for anything to be processed.
Yeah.
And you end up with people going back to the paperwork all the time to refer to things.
Yeah.
And if it's wrong, it's wrong all the way through.
And no one's going to remember by the time it comes round.
No, and it's just human error. Nobody's fault.
No. And that's annoying because you can't be then cross with someone.
No. So this removes those issues as well.
Yeah.
And it ensures, you know, that the data is correct because it was stuck on at the time with the tab, put on this bit. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it's signed, it's dated, and if it's tampered, it voids.
Yeah.
Nice and straightforward.
It's just so simple.
Yeah.
It's easy, it's visible. And it's clear.
And I think the thing is, it's about handling and making that process easy. So it doesn't matter, like, if you're out and about or if you're in a lab or whatever.
Exactly.
It is easy and clear all the way through.
Because sometimes we're talking as well, which we'll go through when we go through the actual products, but we're talking about the actual documents. That, because they make a pack of things for cases.
Yeah.
And those documents then become part of the case.
Yeah.
And they are transported around. They have a separate, in the UK anyway, we have a separate... system that they send legal documents throughout to protect them, which is great, but there's still...
And like diamonds that go through your post.
Absolutely. But they still have normal post, and that is unprotected.
Yeah.
So it is important to make sure that the documents and the paperwork and the bundles are all secure.
Yeah, because I think a lot of it is a case of making sure that things are based on reliable evidence.
Yeah.
And, okay, well, if you haven't had the whole chain protected, then what is reliable evidence? And that's where, obviously, things start getting debated. And it's just a case of, okay, remove the debate, remove the time
exactly.
lost and the cost to the taxpayer, and let's just...
Make it fair for everybody.
100%.
You know, fair for yeah. whoever's been accused and whoever's defending, you know, whoever yeah. the victim is. It's only fair.
100%. So I think if we work through the products, I mean, there is so many applications within the evidence integrity. I mean, we definitely won't have covered every sort of one here. These are our just like our featured products,
yes.
I'd say, that we have like the most traction in terms of demand and what we've got experience with.
Yeah, what we know is sold and where they've been applied.
Yeah, exactly. And really that's where we're trying to share that knowledge with our distributors and with our customers.
So that you can go and sell them in yeah. and you can make them too.
Exactly. So the first one is archive box secure labels. So this is a case of when we've got the evidence in those boxes and we're kind of, let's say, done with it for now, but it'll be coming back out in 3 months' time or over
or
a
even
period.
After a case is closed.
Yeah, because it has to be kept for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because if
think.
People appeal a case
yeah.
or they don't solve the case.
Well, I mean, if we as a business, I think we have to keep paperwork yeah. for 7 years, then I imagine there's a rule of some
absolutely.
Sort. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So would they unfortunately don't digitally keep things. So
yeah.
this, because obviously some evidence is actually tangible.
Yeah.
So they just literally put it in a box.
Yeah.
And then they store these boxes in warehouses.
Mm.
And these boxes have got a record number
yeah.
on them so that you can find them easily in the filing system, as it were.
Yeah.
And those boxes need to be sealed.
Yeah, 100%.
In order for everybody to know that nobody's been fiddling about with them in the warehouses.
Yeah, and I think that's where... So for this, it's generally a cardboard box
it
that's
is.
Closed, and then they can have a seal on of some sort. And what we're saying now, of course, is to use our permanent paper labels.
Yes.
So before that, you'd probably want to use a non-residue, or you'd use a pull-tight seal if you want to sort of get in and out, because you don't want to leave a permanent mark on the box. But what we're saying now is... permanent paper label, match the materials, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And then let's secure it forever. And then if there's security checks and if there's ever any void showing or a rip in the label or anything, then you know that there's been
Well, if people have been accessing it,
yeah.
and they're, you know, you've got four sides to the box, haven't you?
Yeah.
So if people have been accessing it, then they can just write accessed on this date by so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly.
That accounts for this void message.
Yeah.
And stick the label on another side.
Yeah, it's very easy and
it's
simple.
Very easy to manage.
And yeah, I mean, I think we do explain on the website, but they're very effective solutions and
yeah.
it's giving that instant protection. And of course, that's our job.
It is.
But we want it to be easy for everyone to use. And I think in terms of this for storage and archive boxes, this is a really great, easy, permanent solution.
And safe.
Yeah.
Nobody's
yeah.
going to accuse anybody of doing anything because it's all obviously
yeah.
done.
Yeah, I think transparency in this world is crucial. So
yeah.
having the permanent paper labels...
It protects everybody.
Yeah, it really does.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the labels can say anything you want them to.
Yeah.
So obviously on our website they say void open.
Yeah.
But you can have the name of your police department. You
yeah.
can have the name of your security department. You could have it saying anything you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know it doesn't.
I think having that ability to sign and ownership, and then having the dual number to have the
yeah.
document control between the box and then the paperwork that goes in the different storage area.
Absolutely.
Is absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
So speaking of, what goes in the box is the evidence and the paperwork and documents and all of those things. And so usually, as we've all seen on all different types of whatever, white collar, what are the...
We did feature
NCIS
on white collar,
probably.
just saying, we were on white collar, I was very
yeah.
excited.
So,
got a screenshot of that. We should probably provide that for you.
So yeah, they're going in tamper evident bags.
Yeah.
And of course that's kind of, we did speak about that on the last podcast. It's kind of like our unspoken business sector, I'd say. It does make up a third of Tampertech, so it is important to us. But yeah, security bag tape, and then we have our bag partners that make the finished product, let's say, to put the evidence in. And
yeah.
And I think that's absolutely crucial for protection of making sure that no fingerprints are tampering, making sure that it's controlled if it's showing heat tampering, cold tampering, etc.
Yeah.
And just giving a controlled environment.
Yeah, because it goes through forensics,
yeah.
obviously, and then it gets put in the box. So
yeah.
a lot of the evidence has been, I don't know, captured, whatever.
Used
they,
or
yeah,
whatever, yeah.
Has been taken away and investigated. However, the actual product and the actual knife
yeah.
or gun or
yeah,
whatever
exactly. yeah. Yeah.
Is still there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I mean, we all use these words of integrity and reliability, yeah. and that's what tamper evidence within this sector is all
Absolutely.
About. So, I think, again, when we're talking about layered security and different options between one industry, and when we can provide security labels with a number on to identify something,
yes.
then let's make sure the documents are all controlled. Let's make sure we control the evidence with security bags. You've got multiple layers of protection to integrate yeah. together and offer a whole package, really.
Not only could you sell this product solution to lawyers and solicitors,
yeah.
you can sell it to the local law enforcement teams as
yeah,
well, security yeah. guys, anybody that wants to be protected.
Yeah, because it's a case of protecting the people that work in law enforcement as well
is.
As the people that are looking after the evidence
yes.
during that whole chain, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and I think there is obviously a lot of speculation around the topic,
yeah.
and I think this is just a good way to remove that, really.
Yeah, transparency is very important. There's a lot of trust that's been lost in the system at the moment, and I think it's very sad.
Yeah.
But this is an easy way to pop it back in.
Yeah, 100%. And I think because people are starting to get more and more used to tamper evident labels,
yes.
pulling it off the line and sticking it on, how they work, what it is.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, when you can integrate paper or plastic, and you can really have that ultimate protection, especially with a unique security message, because it's not something that can be bought online.
Yeah.
And just adding those layers in.
I think it shows respect to the process.
Yeah, 100%.
And the people involved
yeah.
in it.
And that's why those that word of reliability really does come back
yeah.
in and back in, doesn't it?
Yeah,
every
yeah.
time.
It does matter.
So, I think that leads us into document secure. So we've done the boxes, which is the archive boxes, which everything goes in.
Yeah.
And then you've sort of got your paperwork side for your documents. So that's any paperwork that's included. So before that's going to archive, obviously there's a use for it. And that those big folders, you know, we've you know got them for customers and suppliers and
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's a case of, okay, yes, it goes in locked drawers and it's
all the minutes
locked
of the
doors
meetings
and everything. But it's a case of making sure that whoever has got access to that, okay, but I don't want anyone to have gone into that in between times, so let's use a security label just to make sure
yeah.
my documents are safe and secure. And we basically just secure the folders.
Yeah.
And it's again a simple fix, let's
totally.
Say, and it's doing a big job just for something nice and easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we have used dumbbell labels for
yes,
that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Which are the slightly different shape.
Yeah.
Which are quite useful because then you don't get any adhesive because they, I don't know what you call that, dead centre?
Yeah.
No adhesive on
dead
the centre.
Dead centre, dry strip, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. there's two ends are sticky and then the middle bit has no stick on
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
So it doesn't make a mess of the paper, it doesn't make a mess of the folder.
Yeah.
It's a dry adhesive, so it's easy to use.
And I think the other thing is, like, if we're sending a letter and you want to make sure that, okay, it's secured and sealed and the person to receive it is the first one to open it.
Yes.
Then we've got, like, this... It's just a rectangular paper label again, paper on paper, plastic on plastic, that says, it's on the website, it says, sealed for consumer safety, if message shows, please check. And I think when you can customise to that level...
It takes you all the way back to the very first YouTube video we ever did with the wax seal, which is where
yes.
all of this tamper evidence started
yeah.
from.
Yeah, that's a great video, actually. We'll link to that. So, I think just... really understanding the layers to how
yeah.
the evidence chain works and understanding that you can integrate tamper evident labels and tapes and pull tight seals into those layers. And you can really therefore offer integrated solutions working between the whole product range.
Yeah. And you could go back to my marketing head now, having represented them in the past, but law firms may find it quite nice to have their logo on a dumbbell label,
yeah,
for example.
Because it looks very professional.
And they
sure
sealed the goods, haven't they? It would
yeah.
look lovely.
Yeah, 100%.
And they could also have it on the paper label because we can overprint the top of the paper, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you really don't want anything that's just generic.
No.
And you don't want just a simple six-digit number. You want a logo, a unique prefix, a UV print,
yeah.
just to make sure you know it's yours. Because it's all well and good something being secured, but if you can get that security product online, you're not offering authentic protection.
No.
So it just causes a break in the story. If you're going to invest in tamper evidence, why let's just do it properly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really, yeah. So I think from there we go to vehicle security.
Now this I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't come across this one particularly, and then one of our customers was discussing it, and I was like, oh my God, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have ever really put it into evidence chain. I was thinking like cash in transit or e-commerce,
yeah.
moving goods around and shipments. And when they load their lorries, like the vans for all the retail and all
yeah.
of that from the night before, ready for the driver.
Yeah.
I can definitely see it, but I hadn't really thought, oh, evidence integrity and
yeah.
the evidence chain.
Because people are taking it from one place to another.
Yeah.
And again, it's vulnerable on that journey.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
And they're just drivers. They're not, you know, not, these people are not, you know,
not
part
like,
of the professional security team, as
no,
it were.
No. So. Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like they've got helmets and body armour on.
No. So it just, again, protects them because they sign to say they've had it. They put it in the van.
Take a picture.
They take a picture. They arrive at the depot.
Yeah.
And there it is. The label's there intact. Everything's as it should be.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example of protecting the driver in this case, like protecting the people involved. So it's not a case of really anything to do with either end of the whole legal cycle. It's just the people involved in
the cycle.
Removes
questions, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you don't want, like, if you were a driver, of course, you wouldn't want to then be questioned, have you been in the boot of the car?
Yeah.
Have you looked at this? You know, well, no, the label's on. I've taken a picture before and after at my destination. It's location logged.
Yeah.
It's got the same number on. You can see it's not voided. You can see it's not cut in half.
Absolutely.
And you can see it's a genuine label because it's got this custom logo message
Absolutely.
Whatever on. And I think that really adds a lot of safety and protection to everyone within the process, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And funnily, you know, this is the same solution that we use for like renter cars, and vehicle security labels are the same solution for hotel room doors, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And just really anything that it's the same solution, but different applications. So anything that you want to make sure that if you've cleaned a door, and this is the same in offices, and especially like police stations and stuff like that. Okay, well, if we've cleaned something and, you know, whatever, you don't want anyone to go in there, and we want to make sure that that is a safe zone, put the label on the door.
In Belgium, our tape is used, tamper-evident tape is used to actually close off the scene of crime.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, non-residue tape. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. Well, it's pretty amazing.
It is, because obviously a lot of people can get hold of police tape, hazard tape, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over online, isn't it?
Would you know what the right tape was for that area anyway? I wouldn't know whether it should be blue and white or yellow and black or whatever.
Yeah,
so I would assume if I saw some tape on the door that that was the tape that was put on by the policeman.
Yeah.
I wouldn't assume that a tamper evident tape had been put
there.
Someone
had been in.
Exactly.
And then,
so this removes any of that. Again, but they sealed it across the door. One of the doors had been broken down, and they sealed it across the door. And it was a terrorist attack in Belgium many years ago. And I was watching the news, and I was
there was us.
There's us.
It's amazing how you can really just integrate into day-to-day life with these solutions. And that's where we are, but people don't know of us,
exactly.
Which is really cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think if you think of evidence integrity and tamper tech and tamper evidence, just think of the word reliability, and that's really. It's just a feeling, and that's what we can offer.
And all I can say is that there are a lot of authorised resellers into these markets, so you will need to find out who the suppliers are.
Yeah, work with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It will probably be a partnership rather than a direct sell 100%. In some cases.
Yeah.
I think you can sell direct to solicitors and lawyers and insurance companies and people like that, but the actual court system and the police system, I think you'll have to go through an approved supplier.
Yeah, rightly so as well. Yeah, so on the website it sort of explains the benefits of tamper detection, chain of custody, admissibility in court, time efficiency and prevention of unauthorised access.
Yeah.
So they're like the key areas really. And the last one, just to sort of finish off our recommended solutions, is the pouch secure labels.
This is a new thing.
Yeah.
And I like this because it's part of the whole reusability and, you know, I think it's very sensible.
It's new for us, the pouches. Yeah. The pouches are a bit of a pain in the ass for tamper evidence, to be honest, because permanent void really, really well, but non-residue because they're like this like grippy.
Yeah, like they've got like a bobbly thing. Surface, haven't they?
Yeah. So that was a new thing for us.
Yeah.
But they're really a great solution for reusable if you just need to move one, you know, some information from one place to another.
Yeah.
And then you can reuse the pouch or whatever. It's very, they're very strong. It's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah.
And basically, we put those across the zip.
Yeah.
On the top, don't we?
Yeah.
So that when people pull the zip to get into the pouch.
Exactly.
Because
again, the zip seals can be copied quite easily.
Yeah.
So use them. You know,
absolutely.
Lock it in,
yeah.
But just make sure you've got a unique.
With that additional layer again, aren't
absolutely,
we?
Absolutely, yeah. And again, this is all about just making things quick and easy. Mm. And applying a label takes literally seconds.
Absolutely.
And then just imagine the amount of time and cost saved from just removing the questions.
Yes.
This, in evidence integrity, okay. Tamper evidence is going to give you integrity of the evidence done, but it's all a case of, okay, what can we now do? Reduce the time lost and save a bit of money. I mean, yeah. those figures on terms of lost evidence and lost time are just...
And it's just human error. It's no, yeah. I don't think a lot of it is as deliberate as it looks.
No.
But things degrade, things get lost.
Yeah.
And if you've got a track and trace system, which we fit into in every other world, it's just something very sensible to integrate in.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then this feeds into, or feeds from, you know, government stuff to yeah. banks and hospitals and evidence yeah. and police stations and legal firms. And you can see like how we're starting to build a picture. And hopefully, if you've been listening to this since the start of this season, we're building a picture through the website and through this information. Yeah. So when you've got like one nugget of information that's stuck and you're like, oh, that's actually really interesting, then you can feed that into so yeah. many different places. And that's what makes it so clever, I think, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's then working out who will be the person that buys that.
Yeah.
And how do I reach them with this solution?
Yeah. How do I solve their problem and tell them I can solve it?
Yeah. I mean, from the point of view of yourselves, it's useful to know that we have got the experience with this market sector.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Are proven to have this. We are yeah. all about the security, but we've got the quality trademarks. We've yeah. got everything, haven't we?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We can support you on the whole ISO and
yeah.
all of that business.
Paperwork.
We can do that. We have a whole page on certification.
Yeah, so, I mean, any questions, of course, as always, get in touch.
Yeah.
Really interesting topic, very serious topic, not yeah. quite as lighthearted as
no,
some of
not,
the others.
No, not as fun, apart from white collar.
Yeah, apart from white collar, yeah. But very interesting, lots of different avenues to go yeah. down if it's sort of an area that you're interested, you've got contacts, or you think you can make a difference.
So we've got an ebook on this as well on the website.
Yes.
And
yeah.
this has got a case study that is based on fact,
yeah.
but the names have been changed
yeah.
to protect the people involved for anonymity.
It's very important because we're actually, each time we release a podcast, we're releasing an ebook on that topic,
yeah.
Which you can just download and use as your own, really.
Absolutely.
If you want a copy to send to customers, drop us an email. We'll drop your logo on it and you can just crack it.
Yeah, we've got testimonials from customers as well. If you need to add
yeah.
those to your sales portfolio,
absolutely.
That's fine. We do struggle because sometimes people don't want to say where they've been used because they don't want to show vulnerability.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, testimonials are obviously a fantastic thing, but also at the same time, if you just give them a sample and get them to use it, the product will demonstrate.
Most people
for
are only interested in what it's going to do for them.
Yeah, yeah. And it will show them that.
Yeah.
So it's all. I think it's okay, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the end of today's podcast.
Okay.
So yeah, have a listen. Go on the website and get in touch. Really, if you want any samples, any questions, that's what I'm here for. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.